past year has brought major challenges for small business owners. The Treasury Department reports at least 400,000 small businesses across the country have closed permanently during the pandemic. But in downtown Phoenix, a group of small business owners banded together to create something new. They recently opened what they envision as a creative space and literary hub, and KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young paid them a visit.
On Roosevelt and 9th Avenue, the little building with the red clay roof looks like many of the other houses in the neighborhood, but a big, colorful mural on the front lets you know you're in the right place. You walk through the courtyard and step into the new home of Palabras Bilingual Bookstore. There's a big fireplace, a counter where homemade baked goods sit on display, and in back, past all the bookshelves, there are some big, cozy chairs. Palabras owner Chawa Magaña says the atmosphere was one of her biggest considerations when she started looking for a new location for her shop.
Most business spaces are like this rectangular structure in front of a road. It doesn't have kind of an inviting energy to it.
When she saw the listing for this space, she said it felt different.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. It looks like a house.
But the complex was bigger than she was looking for, big enough to house multiple businesses.
And I just had this feeling like, I don't know how I will pay for this, but I should get that building too. And so I did.
Magaña has run Palabras since 2015 with a mission of promoting representation of marginalized communities through literary arts. The previous location was on McDowell Road. In the new location, Magaña is teaming up with several other businesses. The collaborators are calling the space Nurture House. Carissa Lucille is the owner of Wasted Ink Zine Distro, which has sold small, self-published texts in Phoenix since 2015. And now the zines are for sale in the front room next door to Palabras.
We kind of landed on the idea of opening a literary hub and community space all together.
The space is also home to Abalone Mountain Press, a publisher for Indigenous Voices, Pachanga Press, a risograph printing business, and Por Vida Bakery, which specializes in traditional Latino pastries. Baker Eileen Payan says the five businesses are connected by a set of core values, promoting inclusiveness, diversity, and community engagement.
Everybody that shares a space with us, we all just complement each other so well.
The pandemic has brought challenges for each of the businesses now in the building. Palabras and several of the others had crowdfunding campaigns over the past year to stay afloat during uncertain times. And since the space opened in February, the businesses have proceeded very cautiously. Everyone is wearing masks, indoor capacity is limited, and there was never a big grand opening celebration. But so far, Payan says business has been surprisingly good. She even says she's had to increase production of her baked goods to keep up with demand.
I'm just excited to see where this will go another 6 months.
And Lucille says, in a way, being forced to close Wasted Ink, then reopen in a new space was a blessing in disguise.
It gave me a chance to start fresh, to start over, to redo my business model, and just really kind of take it in a new direction and have it grow up a little bit.
Lucille, Payan, and Magaña each say they have a mission beyond just profits. Magaña says teaming up with the other businesses helped put those community-driven goals in perspective.
I think that Carissa is more than just a place where you can buy zines. I'm more than just a place where you can buy books.
Magaña says it's been a challenging year, but she's keeping her eyes on the future of this new literary hub. She wants a garden in the back. She wants a gallery space in front. Most of all, she wants to get back to hosting in-person open mic nights and community events once it's safe.
Human contact is obviously really important. And we've had so much isolation over the last year. I think places like Palabras and all the other community spaces that exist are going to be so important in our healing.
And that's the whole goal. She says the five businesses settled on the name Nurture House because, after this year especially, they want to encourage community growth. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.